Mobile, monitoring. W8RCY. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Leaving now.
Me too, but to a different place.
Copy, copy.
Morning, RCY. Figured I'd say hi. I'm going to miss you this morning, but got a couple seconds here to say hello.
Well, I appreciate the acknowledgement, and good morning to you, sir. Sorry you can't make it. You know, probably going to some FRS breakfast or something, right?
Oh, funeral. I would switch with you in a minute, but it's part of life, so that's my agenda for most of the day. You probably heard Marion's dad died, so that's what's up with my life today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Condolences and prayers going out to them, to the family and everything else. And, yeah, well, things do happen, I understand. I'm still, you know, my dad's been gone 30 years, and it's like, you know, my mom just passed in December, and it's like, geez, 30 years. Wow. All right, well, make the best of it, and we'll catch you somewhere down the road, maybe in a couple weeks, because the following week you're taking that walk, I understand.
Yeah, some might call it a plunge. Some call me stupid. Some say congratulations. So I guess you don't know what the right answer is down the road, like the country song says.
Well, again, that's a week away, and, yeah, so, anyway, all right, you have a great day, make the best of it as you can, and, we'll be thinking about you, and, you will be missed. I know Jack will miss you. Catch up with you, W8RCY.
Okay, you guys have a good day. See you, John, NAKBB.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Oh, man, cobwebs.
Hey, Dan, you got to make sure that Shawnee's healthy.
I think he's perfectly capable of taking care of himself. I mean, for breakfast, that is. What he does, you know, when I'm not in his presence is like, you know, same thing with my girlfriend, Joanne. You know, she knows I can stick to my guns, but when she's not around, I kind of sort of do bad things that I will regret as well. So, but I don't know. I'm not worried about Sean.
Take care, guys. KPP.
We should all be worried about Sean. KPP. Yeah, but they're talking about worried in a different way. You're worried in a kind of raise one eyebrow and look in my general direction. They're worried like, you know, oh, he shouldn't eat that. Yeah, we all do that. All right. I'm 13 minutes out. Okie dokie. I'm probably about 5 to 10 out. A little ahead of schedule today. Any news on the cozy? Are you making any progress? Sign hasn't changed. They can't wait to get things back, and they miss us and thank us for the support. See you soon. So that's been the same sign up for several weeks now. Yeah, makes you wonder. Will they ever reopen? Anybody need anything at Somerset? Passing right by it. still have an Omega store in there. Stop and get me a Planet Ocean, or maybe a Speedmaster.
No, they probably do. All right, see you in a bit. Maybe it's here.
TFADS testing. KZ8Z
mobile.
Was that you, Anthony? KZ8Z.
Sure was. How you doing?
Good. Another horrible weather day today, so that's kind of a bummer. I'm sitting here with Greg, and we were just up at a prepper, not conference, but an expo. But it was kind of disappointing. Not very many vendors or people there this year.
Ah, is that one that, is that in Emily City?
Yep, that's the one. It's way up there. But it's a nice drive. We stopped for breakfast in, where was it? Almont. I guess we could have said hi to Dakota.
Well, that's a bummer that it didn't pan out well. I've seen the advertisements for that a bunch of times and thought about going, but that's quite a ride, and especially glad I didn't do it now that the report is that it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it's definitely good you didn't make the trip. Last year I went, it was fun. I mean, it's a fun walk around in the morning, have breakfast on the way up in a little town, and just an enjoyable morning, but this time it was kind of a bummer. Greg keeps complaining. No, I'm kidding.
What do you guys think of Belle Isle? Did you enjoy going down there? Park's a little bit different than last time you were there, I would imagine.
Oh, it did not disappoint. You did not talk it up enough. Man, it's awesome. And yeah, a little different than last time. And we were on the north side, just I guess east of the beach. There was a little grassy knoll area, a little hill, and we were up on that hill. There were bathrooms there, up on the hill. Weather was perfect, and a lot of cool contacts.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. I don't get down to that park enough, but it is night and day compared to what it was, and it's so much fun to get down there. Who knows, I may end up down there today. We like to get down there and go to the beach or get out on the little lagoons on the stand-up paddle boards or just walk around on the trails. We're pretty lucky to have it. I'm glad the state took it over. There's a lot of people that are not happy, but the state has done well by that park.
Yeah, the state did a really nice job there. That's one of those things where it's like, okay, I don't mind my taxes going to that because that's really cool. Yeah, I imagine, like you said, all this stuff. There were people there on paddle boards, and there is a lot there now. We just went to, when we got off the bridge, we went left, so I don't even know what's on the right-hand side. Maybe another marina? I don't know. We'll have to check that out next time.
Yeah, it's worth doing a lap around the whole island just because you get a feel for what all is there. You know, there's the aquarium, which I think is the oldest public aquarium in the country, or one of the oldest. There's, what's it called? The area with all the, like, the greenhouses. And there's some ship museum or something like that. But there's all kinds of stuff to do. Little zoo area, it's good. You guys got to check out more of that island.
Yeah, we do plan on going back. It makes a great POTA. And as Greg reminded me just a little bit ago, he goes, you know what? We also did islands on the air. so we did the POTA and the IOTA.
There you go. Just keep inventing new stuff. I mean, why wouldn't you? Other than building all the infrastructure behind it. But, you know, if you're the only ones keeping track of it, you're winning, that's for sure.
We're doing the car OTA right now. Okay, that was stupid. I'm just pulling in now to a farmer's market at the Packard plant on Van Dyke and like 22 mile-ish. This is where the GM Radio Club used to have their club meetings, which was very cool. Then they left here, which was a bummer. So I wish you 73, Anthony. Nice chatting with you. Enjoy this wonderful day, man. We'll see you. KZAZ.
We'll catch up with you soon. KERUH.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Tango Charlie, monitoring.